This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O rock of our salvation. Amen. Please be seated. Have you ever had a child come up to you to tell you their most exciting news? Oftentimes in our household, the exciting news has to do with new Pokemon. Whether it's a new set of cards coming out, a new character they've gotten on the video game, or a new strategy to play amongst with the Pokemon cards. Other times, it's a field trip that one of our children have been able to participate in, or a new art project, or a piece of poetry they've been working on, or even an opportunity to help out with a preschool and special needs classes at recess. It's the animation in their voices, the gestures with their hands and even their whole body. It's that twinkling in their eyes that all point to the exuberance in telling their story. And so urgently they want to share this good news with us. Even we adults, we can become animated as we tell those moments of life-altering news. Whether it's an engagement or a marriage, a promotion at work, the birth of a child, or even the trip of our dreams. The enthusiasm we share in telling the story can be contagious, with the hearers being drawn into our excitement and into our joy. In our gospel reading today, we hear about an encounter that led the participant to go and tell with great exuberance her own life-altering experience, drawing others in to come and see. It's a seemingly different outcome, though, than the one that we heard last Sunday in the dialogue and meeting with Nicodemus and Jesus. As we heard last week, Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the cover of darkness, seeking answers to questions, trying to figure out more of who this man Jesus is. And in hearing the ministry and love this man Jesus has come to share, it seems to be overwhelming for this learned religious man who knows the law quite well and cannot fathom how one is born anew. His experience with Jesus, though, plants a seed, and it takes longer for him to publicly announce to others his experience with this man. And so today's Gospels reading is a story of opposites from last week. Today's story takes place at noon, as opposed to the middle and cover of darkness at night. The meeting location is not behind closed doors, but is out in the open at a common public meeting place, the well, where normally women gather to draw water for their households. And it is here where the conversation occurs between an unnamed Samaritan woman and Jesus, versus last week where we had a named religious Jewish man, Nicodemus. It's also not lost on me that this text is significant secularly for a number of reasons. The first, with this story occurring during Women's History Month and in the week that we celebrate International Women's Day, which I will tell you just ends up being a great coincidence. But maybe you remember that these are also the texts 3 years ago when the world shut down with COVID. So much has changed And even the life-altering stories from those time periods continue to seep into our lives, though maybe they're not told with the same exuberance as in today's reading. But as we dive deeper into the text for this week, there are so many thought-provoking narratives. As is mentioned in the gospel, Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans. So we gather that there is this enmity between these two communities. You see, in Jesus' day, Samaritans were the descendants of generations of intermarriage. Intermarriage between Jews that were left behind during the Babylonian exile and the Gentiles from the conquering Assyrians who had settled into Israel. So although the Samaritans shared a common heritage with Jews, they were also quite different. For example, while Samaritans held that the proper place to worship God was Mount Gerizim, Jews held that it was instead the temple in Jerusalem. And the fact that Jesus was traveling through this land and made plans to stop near a well at the town of Samaritans to gather food, it's startling in and of itself. But there, Jesus strikes up a conversation with a woman, simply stating, "Give me a drink." This conversation that occurs between the Samaritan woman and Jesus is the longest conversation Jesus has with anyone in all of the Gospels. And it's a conversation that at the beginning talks about water, but then it delves into deep theological topics. And where within John's gospel we hear the first of the I am statements, with Jesus saying, "I am he, the one speaking to you," affirming her question with the answer, "I am the Messiah, the Christ." It's not the first time in Scripture where something revelatory takes place at a well, and the hearers of John's gospel would have recognized the location immediately. And some of the most significant biblical women are introduced at the wells: Rachel and Rebecca and Zipporah. The importance of the location, the nationality and gender, as well as this back and forth dialogue, impress upon the hearers of this gospel then, and I would say now as well, the significance of Jesus' words on this woman. In her exuberance, she leaves behind her water jar, running back to the town to tell them about the man who knows everything about her, the truth of her entire existence. And she yearns to share this newfound knowledge and experience with others so that they too might know this kerygma moment, this cry of announcement and proclamation. This week, the Reverend Kenneth Tanner shared in a social media post that it's vital to pay attention to the stories and moments that surround us, moments of interruption of the divine that remind us of God's presence, love, and desire to always be nearer to us than we are to ourselves. The Nave, Pensacola, the name of the ministry that we have begun over on NASP, has gathered three times now for dinner church. And each week, a sailor has joined us, breaking bread with us in Christ's meal, as well as in dinner and conversation. Conversations that center around a weekly scripture text and can lead to some very deep theological conversations. In the midst of prayers this week, the sailor shared a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of thanksgiving for the meal that we shared. The sailor explained that they had never had a family dinner experience before, but that in coming to dinner church, the sailor has had a glimpse of what a family dinner is all about. And that's why that sailor keeps coming back. In words spoken in thanksgiving, a kerygma moment was shared, a moment of proclamation and exclamation, a moment of belonging. Even in the midst of our own lives, we unknowingly seek those kerygma moments, just as Jesus had shared with that Samaritan woman. The divisions between us will be over. For yes, I am the Messiah. I know your story. I know who you are, a child of God. And so the Samaritan woman was boasting in her hope of the Christ, sharing the glory of God, as Paul wrote in our second reading this morning. For it was the one who comes asking for a drink of water, who then proceeds to extend a living water in return. It is a Messiah who will meet us either in the dead of night or in the heat of the day, to meet us in our questions, wherever we are in our lives, in the midst of our struggles in understanding or living, and in the joys of our existence, to come with a promise of eternal life as we are filled with that living water flowing through and out of us in sweat and tears in our storytelling and daily living. Jesus, the I Am, the I Am who provides for the Israelites in the wilderness, providing water from the rock, the I Am for today, the one who reconciles the past and the present and the future, bringing all of God's beloved creation into community, an understanding of a love that comes to save and not to condemn. A love that comes as living water, flowing over us from the moment of our baptism, permeating into the fullness of our beings as we grow and doubt and shift and seek. That is the God who proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So may we all have a chance to share that exuberance of Jesus inviting us into that deeper dialogue, into a story that starts at the surface, but allows us to question, to have curiosity, and engage with one another. So invite others to come and see this living water, for within it, we have come to know God's abiding presence in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen.